Good morning, dearly beloved. The Lord Jesus Christ foretold that we must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. The words born again literally mean begotten from above. The Lord said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. It doesn't matter how good a person is, flesh always remains flesh. To enter the kingdom of God, we must be born of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the seed of that birth. We learn in Acts 2 that the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled everything necessary for God to make the gift of Holy Spirit available once again. On the Feast of Pentecost, following the Lord's ascension into the heavens, the Apostle Peter said by revelation to those who were present, "Repent," which means to change your mind, "and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Romans 8:8-9 says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be, which means since the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Before the Spirit was available, the Lord Jesus said, quote, "But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him." Then we go over to the New Testament once he's fulfilled what was required, and it says, "We are the circumcision," which was the seal of the old covenant, "which worship God," how? In spirit, "and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." Let me read it again. "For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." The seal of the new covenant, that of the Spirit, is speaking in tongues. It's how we worship God in spirit and in truth. Speaking by the Spirit of God, which is also called speaking in tongues, is the proof that the Spirit of God lives in you, and it witnesses to your inner being that you're a child of God, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Christ, and it also makes intercession for you according to the will of God. There's nothing strange about it. The only strange thing is that mere mortal men would argue with Almighty God about what He wants. He goes to great lengths to explain it in His Word, and yet people have the audacity to argue with Him. God gave speaking in tongues, or speaking by the Spirit of God, for our private prayer life, for our spiritual edification, for our private worship, so that the Spirit could make intercession for us according to the will of God, so that we have the proof that we're begotten from above by the Spirit of God, that we are now a child of God, that we are God's heir, that we are joint heirs with Christ, and that we're sealed for eternal life when Christ returns to claim His purchased possession. Before you confess Jesus as Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead, you only had a fleshly mortal end, death and corruption. Now you have God's down payment and seal that you have eternal life and the hope of acquiring the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice, beloved. Christ will return to claim His purchased possession. Every single one of His children will ascend into the heavenlies when He returns. Enjoy living in hope of the glory of God today. Why not share it with a friend? Be ready always to give a reason for the hope that is in you. You're the best. Bye-bye.